This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Disrespect is being shown to me. Let's find out if we get to the bottom of this. This is the Good Day program. I'm thankful for my friends most of the time. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara. What do you chuckle?
I'm thankful for my friends most of the time.
Most of the time. Most of the time. Yes. Oh, when you yawn before you even go on the air, what does that say
that's
about
open. I'm glad you didn't do it on the air. Yeah. Which,
no, Roberta specializes in that.
I know. I get it together before the mic goes on.
Right, exactly. Okay. Mic is on. We're in gear. The Facebook situation. Are they truly blocking conservative content? Apparently, according to some former Facebook employees, they are choosing the stories that show up as trending that favor the left and don't favor the right, or favor Democrats and don't favor Republicans, or favor Hillary and don't favor Donald Trump. You name it. Do you believe it? Could it be? Can it be? Facebook has, what, 1.8 billion people around the planet signed up? So, is this
yesterday,
trivial?
By the way, this story was trending on Facebook, I know. Right. They must have had to swallow a humble pill if they are
manipulating
it. Well,
let's talk about what is trending. At DougStephan.com, I'll start, and then you, Kara, can do Twitter, and you can do Facebook if you want, Jen. Paul Ryan says he'll step down as convention chair if Donald Trump asks. I don't believe Donald Trump is going to ask him to. I think this is so much theater, a lot of hooey, and it'll be all straightened out pretty much in the next week or so. Anybody else agree, disagree? What do you think? Yes,
yeah, it's
no?
Going to go away. It'll die down.
Okay, next. Airlines ask passengers to share photos of the TSA incompetence. This is so, I want to stay away from it because it just makes my blood boil. The TSA wants more money to screw with you more and waste your time and their effort. It is this kind of, this is political chicanery. It's almost like it was a political bribery. Do you feel that way? And the stories are no different. We all have our TSA stories. To give them $28 million more to pay for overtime. So I don't even know what happened. The budget's the same this year as it was last year. It's $6.7 billion. So what happened overnight? The lines seem to develop overnight. And whether it's at LAX, where you and I, Jennifer, go frequently, or whether it's in New York or Boston or some of the smaller airports. Frankly, what's going on is that the smaller airport operators are throwing the TSA out and hiring private security. And New York says they're giving them 30 days. They sent a letter to the TSA yesterday. You got 30 days to shape up or you're all out of here. We're going to hire our own private force to do security. Man, that's probably the way that it should be done. Because most anybody can be more efficient than the TSA is. So
it's really bad. Especially, and it depends on the airport. I think you're right. I mean, you would think New York should be terrible. And I've flown in and out of New York quite a bit, especially over the last year or so. You know, I mean, at least three or four times, which isn't bad. And it's been so easy to get in and out of JFK. And I go to LAX, and it's like I'm camped out for a year before they'll let me through the line. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, pack a lunch.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I find New York airports to be pretty good, too.
They're pretty good.
I don't
good.
Have any major
bad. LAX I like, but I didn't like it the last time because the line, for whatever the reason, I usually have TSA pre-check and don't worry about it, but I didn't have it the last time I went through. And it just is time wasted. That's all it is. It's time wasted. Also trending at DougStephan.com is the e-cigarette story. And all the comments, my God, we get comments on this. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. We have a constant Twitter, Twitter, not Twitter feed, but Twitter conversation.
Yep.
Constant. You can constantly be constant, if you'd like. Peter writes, this is something the tobacco industry has been lobbying hard to avoid. The public realization that nicotine is actually an addictive drug and it ought to be regulated by the FDA when sold as smokeless tobacco. Nicotine, when ingested in significant amounts, can kill you. Yes, it's like fluoride. Same thing, by the way. Nicotine and fluoride are just as damaging, each unto themselves. Both horrible things, and yet we have them all around us. Both of
Victoria,
them.
Victoria, do you have in the award water. For Doug right now? Can we hand it over where he's actually know, right? linked fluoride and nicotine?
Oh, yeah.
I'm very anti-fluoride, too, so I get it. But that is an interesting segue, yes.
Not many people do that.
Well, that's why you're here, ladies, because not many people do what we do here conversationally. Andy writes, poison? Okay, media, just want attention for something that's not true. Really, Andy? And by the way, where do you get your information?
From the back of his cigarette carton, right? Of course.
Yeah. Frigid writes, all of these containers of e-liquid I've ever seen already have warnings on the bottles and have children-resistant caps. Huh? The e-liquid, is that the stuff that you pour
it's
into
stuff
the
you put into it,
e-cigarette?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, the
I think you buy
candy.
Like
the different flavors of junk.
Yeah, it's there. Like they come in little cartridges, don't they? I mean, I don't know for sure, but I've seen them in, you know.
I'm guessing Bridget
stuff.
Is smoking these things because she says it's up to parents to be responsible, keep dangerous things out of reach of their children. Yes, I agree with that 100%. Yep. And I'm not one who likes government it's education, not interference, that ought to carry the day. I remember when I was teaching junior high school, we used to have a drug officer, all of us. I taught English and speech, but whether it was social studies, whether it was English, I think there were three different courses that would have the drug officer come in and teach the children what happens when you smoke or when you do other things that are abusive to your body. And they'd have with them examples of what your body looks like after X number of years of doing these things to your body.
That was when you were teaching, right?
It was very effective, yeah. It was.
That was part of the Nancy Reagan Say No to Drugs campaign. I remember that, too, when I was a little kid, I think.
No, I was teaching before Reagan came along.
Oh, you were that old?
Yeah.
Well, I remember in the 80s. I remember in the late 80s when I was a young girl, like in the first and second grade, we had a drug officer who would do the same thing at our school, and it was part of the D.A.R.E. program.
Lisa, L-Y-S-A. People will vape, and FDA will try to make criminals out of people who are making the choice to live healthier lives without cigarettes. Huh? Well, if you're sold a bill of goods and you think you're going to get off of cigarettes by smoking these things, that's great. What I see in the science suggests to me that it isn't healthier. It's just different. We will not give up no matter what they try to do to us. We all need to pull together to fight this travesty. Vaping saves lives.
Huh? What?
So this lady says.
Well,
Jeffrey writes.
Some quit.
Twitter. Yeah, it does. Some people say that it does. Does it, though? I mean, obviously, one addiction for another, especially since most of the stuff that you put into them, I'm told, has nicotine in it.
It does.
Is that
different
true?
Kinds. You can do some with nicotine, some without. I mean, you can smoke pretty much anything out of those things. It just depends on what you want. But I've heard a couple of people in my life saying that nicotine, that's what got them off of the nicotine and cigarettes was the vape pen.
Really? Jeffrey writes, the new rules are basically a kickback scheme between the Obama FDA and the tobacco companies. They'll now control e-cigarettes, form a monopoly, raise the prices, run out the small companies, and keep paying the extortion money to the Democrat politicians and lobbyists. Jeffrey, you need to get your head on there a little straighter, pal. Not that I have any love for the FDA, because the FDA is screwing mostly the small farmers in this country, but I'm not sure that all the dots connect there. At any rate, well, I mean, I could go about three-quarters of the way with you. The government forming monopolies, people at the FDA working for the tobacco companies, yes, there's plenty of that.
Don't even get me started on the FDA and the beauty industry and the crap that they allow to women to put in their on their bodies and products and stuff.
Again, and by the way,
the FDA.
Yeah, okay, but you want to vote for Hillary Clinton, who will do nothing to fix that.
And well, what's Donald Trump going to do about the FDA?
I don't know. I hope he's going to blow it up. I want to blow it all up.
Definitely.
Somebody needs to blow it up.
The self-tanning industry. Right.
That's Bader who work on that. All right. So, so a couple of other trending items. I've hogged too much time here. We'll pause for a moment, and then we'll get into some of the other trending things from Facebook and Twitter here on Good Day, 16 past the hour.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Thought for the day from Amelia Earhart, who wrote, "Never interrupt something someone is doing that you said couldn't be done." How about that? Huh? That can't be done.
I thought her quote was, uh-oh.
All right, so what do you find trending on Twitter, Ms. Keelan?
Well, the number one thing on Twitter right now is Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, I was waiting to see. Does anyone here know who Steph Curry is?
I was thinking it was Steph something Curry that is. I might. Hey, all right. So what is?
No, Steph Curry is a professional basketball player, and the reason he's the number one trending topic right now is because he was named the MVP of the league the second year in a row, and he plays for Jennifer. It's a
Golden
California
State Warriors.
Golden State, yeah, Sacramento.
There you go.
Golden State Warriors. Yeah. There you go. And then one of the other trending things that's actually been day three now is Kate Hudson. She performed a song in tribute to Prince at her mom's charity event over the weekend. And we have audio.
Oh.
The actress, Goldie Hawn's
like
daughter.
But different.
I'm trying to figure
yeah,
out.
Right.
What am I listening to here? So Kate Hudson, it was her mother's birthday, I think, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah. And there was also tied into one of her mom's charity dinners. So she jumped up and sang Nothing Compares to You.
What's the charity that she supports?
Goldie Hawn has the Happy Foundation.
Really?
Yep. It's all about happiness.
Yes, it is. All right, we're going to start with a new caring, change the world sort of thing ourselves with a campaign that the message, I think, is basically about doing good things for other people, food for the poor. We'll start that later on this week here on Good Day. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara making an important contribution to your day, hopefully here on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here I go, going down, down, down. My mind is a bright.
My head. I think yesterday we made mention of this new Cyndi Lauper Detour album, which is out this week. Cyndi Lauper is 62 years old.
And still rocking it, by the way.
She is rocking it. She looks quite good. She got red hair still. Doesn't look like she did when she was in her 20s and 30s. But one of the things that she's taken on is this new country classics album. So Detour has a lot of music from country in the 50s and 60s. This is a new song, though, for her, is it not? This is not.
Funnel of Love isn't an original. Funnel it's Love by Wanda Jackson.
Oh.
Who was one of the original rockabilly singers.
Yeah, right. Funnel
so
of Love.
Perfect for her. She said that she always liked country music, but it just was never part of the plan for her. But when you think about the music, the country music of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it so perfectly fits the voice that Cyndi Lauper has.
I think she grew up on this, Jennifer. I think she always listened to country when she was younger. There was some country artists.
I was going to say, I love when artists like grow and mature in the right way, and this is perfect for her.
Yeah.
Plus, country music tends to be a more accepting format of music, and so you see a lot of people who maybe haven't had a pop hit in a while go into the country genre to sort of revitalize their career.
All right. So a couple of songs on this new Detour album from Cyndi Lauper from Patsy Cline, including I Fall to Pieces. Crank it up, Kara.
How can I be just your friend?
Twangy guitar.
You won't need to
act like we never kissed. She's got the perfect voice for this.
She sounds amazing.
You want me to forget. Pretend we've never met. And I've tried, but I haven't yet. You walk by and I fall to pieces.
All right, Kara, what else we got from Patsy Cline in this
new
season?
Walking after midnight, out in the moonlight.
That's very good.
Just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
This makes me want to see her live to do all this.
Yeah.
She's awesome live.
Well, that's just my way.
Don't you have them? I saw Misty Blue was on this. Is that right?
Yep. It is.
Perfect example of country song crossing over to soul. Dorothy Moore had a hit with this. And Wilma Burgess did it on the country charts. She is perfect. My God, her voice sounds great. Yeah, I would buy this and I'd listen to it.
I would buy this. I might buy this, actually.
She started her summer tour last night at the Ryman Auditorium, where a lot of the great country artists got their start and performed. This is a, she said, I was very nervous about it. I wanted it to be great. She said, I just wanted to go and be happy, have a good time. Apparently she did. A lot of cover songs in this album, Detour. What do you have there now, Kara?
This is a song featuring Jewel, which is pretty cool because I loved Jewel when I was growing up.
Jewel is very good at this as well. Here's how a couple of girls have some fun these days. Alright, 28 after the hour. Enjoy the new Cyndi Lauper album, Detours, it's called. There she is with Jewel. On Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your dog or your cat in your car could be problems, could be a lot of fun. Listen carefully. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog or cat in the car only when she needs to go to the vet's office. How would you feel if the only time you rode in a car, it was to go to the doctor, have your body probed, and receive a shot with a big long needle? I know you'd have to drag me in, kicking and screaming. For a lot of dogs, their only experience with cars is negative and associated with stress, the stress of going to the vet or maybe to a kennel. How can we possibly expect our four-footed best friends to know the difference when we decide to take them on an occasional fun car trip? So here's what I recommend. Use the car, make it fun. Take the dog or the cat for a trip to the park, to the beach, to grandma's house, to Uncle Ned's house. It's important that our dogs and our cats, because they are such a part of a family, understand the concept that riding in the car is a good thing, not a bad thing. And if your cat or dog is nervous at the beginning, just sit every day for a few minutes in the driveway, listen to the radio, give them a special toy, and a hug and a kiss. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey. Jerky. Excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sun.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today for your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase. Go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Themselves on May 10th, 2016 at 34 past the hour. May I present for your listening and dancing pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, my friend Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn dancing together. Kara, you'll be the odd person out, sorry. Unless we could have...
It's her birthday!
Oh, wait a minute! That's right. Today is Kara's 13th birthday? Is it 14th birthday?
I'm actually 12.
12 today!
She's a tween.
Yes. All right, so everybody all together now. Are you ready? Happy birthday to... Wait a minute.
Wow, guys, I can really feel the love. Why don't you just play us a song there, Kara, since you're at the controls. Play us a birthday song for yourself.
I had this sitting by the wayside the entire day.
You've had that sitting there?
I was going to say, that was really quick, Kara.
Wow.
Yeah, because you've been waiting. That.
Hello.
Happy birthday to her. Let's see.
Oh boy, you're getting the kazoo and the rubber ducky, Kara. He must really like you.
I Let's see if I can try this one better. And you've given up what job for being here, Victoria?
Rethinking it. Rethinking it.
We need to question decision making.
Yeah. That's what we have here.
I just, I mean, do you have a box of stuff that's sitting here?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. How did you
do that? The studio is in a fun house.
Hold on just a second.
I like the sound of that. Was that a change for my birthday? Oh.
That's it. Happy birthday. Okay, can we get back to some of the issues of the day, or are we going to fiddle around for the rest of the...
Can you put your kazoo down long enough to get back to real issues?
All right, Millie.
Millie's staying with me for a couple of days because Meredith's gone, and she's responding. She came right in here to hear the kazoo, right, Milster? Like that kazoo.
She's like, are you serious?
Yeah.
A kazoo?
Oh, my. All right.
Next on the comb is Doug Steffen.
Well, I don't have a comb here. Remember the
tissue and the comb trick? Did you guys ever do that?
No, harmonica.
The comb trick.
No.
Really?
Yeah, you can make a harmonica if you have a comb and you put some tissue paper around it.
Who's Veronica? Did you just say Veronica?
Or no.
You say
no. Harmonica.
Oh, the harmonica. Victoria playing the harmonica is Victoria is, never mind. Let's keep going. All right, so we did trending at DougSteffen.com. We did trending at Twitter. Now it's time for Jennifer to go through the trending stories at Facebook.
Well, I can't wait to tell you the first one because this one's going to excite you so much.
Really?
The first one is about Justin Bieber and his new face tattoo.
Oh, my God.
Which I know you like. It's about the tattoo artist discussing the meaning behind his new cross on his face. Also trending, Cox Communications. They had some outages in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Ohio overnight. Chris Hemsworth also trending. He posted a picture of the birthday cake he baked for his daughter, India. So cute. I think this must be a local story for me. Ontario, California, a man's body was found in the trunk of a car outside of a big outlet mall in Ontario, the Ontario Mills.
His name was Vinny Esperante.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
Are there any Vinny Esperante? This is in Ontario?
California.
I bet there aren't three Italians in the whole town. What do you bet?
Probably.
Huh?
There's probably three. There are probably three. Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
So there's only two suspects, is what you're saying, Doug?
Yeah. I don't know where the Italian thing came from, but whatever.
I suppose that's a way of looking at it. Yes, that's a way of looking at it. Yes.
Also trending, Sarah Palin for talking about Paul Ryan and his political career, Jon Stewart.
She says it's over!
That's right. Jon Stewart calling Donald Trump a man baby, and Bernie Sanders refers to Donald Trump at a rally in Atlantic City. Those are the stories trending on Facebook right now, along with Facebook trending on Facebook because of them suppressing or allegedly suppressing news.
No,
in their
you're feed. Kidding. Facebook would do something like that? Hard to believe.
Facebook. You know, when that story broke, Dougie, I thought of you because wasn't it just, look, my memory's not so good anymore, but I remember a few months ago when you talked about Facebook suppressing messages about the Farm Bill.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Yep.
So
that happened to you?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, it happened.
Maybe this isn't so far off base.
Facebook, I believe that Zuckerberg is using this to advance his own agenda now. He has so many people, he has so much power, has so much value in the stock of that. People get corrupted, and they begin to believe their own press, and they take matters into their own hands. I think it's very possible that he could be... they say that they have... their news feed is data-driven, but there are staffers who told Gizmodo that conservative sites are blacklisted and they have the algorithm to push them aside. And the staffers claim they were ordered to inject stories no matter how popular. Inject must mean deflect, throw them away, whatever.
So Facebook says no. Stories into the news
right.
feed, I guess, yeah.
Right. Anyway,
now not only do you have to worry, I mean, this is so funny. This is such a sign of the time.
Yeah,
you have to worry about, I mean, my grandfather used to always say, I think I've told you this, you have to be your own doctor, your own lawyer, your own mechanic. You have to always be your own person.
Yep.
And now you really have to be your own
Well, and the problem with that,
for
Jennifer,
news, you have to not only know if it's a real story or a fake story, but you also have to consider the political angle of who's presenting it to you.
Right. And here's the thing. What we have become is a dependent society. We've become dependent on the Facebooks of the world, the Twitters of the world, the Instagrams of the world, so that we're walking down the street and we walk out into the traffic because we have this little tool in our hand that we're using to either get information or doing texting back and forth to people about some, did you see that story about Facebook? On, you know, that kind of stuff. And it is what we're not doing is thinking. We're being told what to think, how to think, when to think, where to think. And thus the revolution, which is aimed or started by people who are thinking for themselves. And that's why they like Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, because they're tired of being told what to think. But what goes on in schools when it comes to these sorts of things, there's a group of people apparently at Facebook, we were talking about this earlier, who are all from pretty much Ivy League colleges, went to the journalism school in the Ivy League colleges, and listen, whether you like it or you don't like it, those people are taught to think. God love my daughter, and if anybody sends this note to her, I'll not be happy with you. My daughter went to Brown University in Providence, so totally disliked it because of the political pressures, even though she is left of center in her thinking. But she didn't like being in the in-your-face atmosphere that was Brown. So she was fortunate enough to have a junior year abroad at one of the Oxford colleges, and she was able to get in there and stay there for 7 years and get a master's and a PhD. So she has an Oxford PhD, which is worth a lot of money on the open market if you're an academic or if you're involved in anything else. And I'm very happy.
A lot of
happy.
Money in your open market, too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of money in my open market. But, you know, I'm so proud of her and what she did and how she's used it. However, having said that, Jennifer, you follow her on Facebook, and you know what her points of view are.
Oh, yes, I do.
And so it isn't that, I mean, you don't have to agree with your children to love them, but there are things, we just don't talk about stuff like that because we're not on the same page. That doesn't mean that we don't love each other and talk to each other every day, but I would be the first to tell you that Megan would agree with Facebook's policy. That's just, I know she would. Or she'd say, no, they're not doing that. And so that's why we wouldn't have the conversation, because we end up in an argument. But I believe that Facebook is capable. Whether they're really doing it or not, people that have this much power, this much influence, this much control, you don't think they're doing that to advance their own agenda? Come on, wake up.
Well, and you just heard a couple weeks ago where someone was trying to get Mark Zuckerberg to fund a third-party candidate because...
Right. He didn't like either of them.
They're more in the Bernie camp. They're not happy with the Clinton and a Trump runoff. So to fund a third party thing would be, I mean, I don't think we realized how political Facebook could be if they wanted to be. So, right.
And that's the whole thing that people are riling against or railing.
I also, and I had mentioned this earlier too, I think everyone just should like not get real news from Facebook. Like get a real news source. Yeah, Facebook right. is, you know, I mean, I don't know anyone who actually reads real news from Facebook and trusts
I know
it.
A lot of people who do. Are you kidding? Absolutely.
As they're like a main news source?
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. Yep.
This is what I do, and I feel like not that other people should do what I do, but I'll like look to see what the trending stories are, and if I'm interested, then I go and I Google and I look up other things. I always try to look at multiple news sources. That way you're kind of trying to get as many perspectives as possible. Because, yeah, I mean, when you look at the news stories on Facebook, it should be obvious to you that they're biased or not very well researched. I feel like you need to look out for yourself and be intelligent when you're, you know.
Well, that's it. You see, it's all about education. Critical thinking was the most important part of my education. Learning how to analyze and critically look at things that come from understanding that there is a bias, because human beings have a bias. And that's not bad in and of itself, but it's understanding it and not taking what one person says as gospel. No matter how much you love that person, how much you respect that person, whatever the source is, I laugh out loud at some of the stuff that comes from these conservative bloggers or from Newsmax. And not only do I laugh out loud about some of the stories, I mean, I laugh at Mother Jones. It's the same stuff. Mother Jones is much more serious about it than is Newsmax. But what I believe is what's in Reason. I look at all three of those magazines, Mother Jones from the left, Newsmax from the right, and Reason in the libertarian column, and I most often agree with the Reason.
Do you think that this conversation that we're having is exactly why that Ben Rhodes story blew up yesterday, where they were talking about the White House selling the Iran deal to the press?
Oh, my God, yes, I saw that.
Kind of manipulating them.
How often did we say that here, and nobody paid any attention to it at all?
And Ben Rhodes said, well, the reason we had to do that, every administration's done it, and reporters are now 27-year-old bubbleheads, and they need to be told exactly what to think and how to report. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it really is. It's very telling about how we are breeding a group of people who are not thinking for themselves, certainly not represented by the lady who's having a birthday today. Happy birthday to her. 14 before the hour. In 2 minutes, we have a television report for you.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Mom is not the word here on Good Day. Time for us to understand what's going on. There's a focus on, in a scientific way, Victoria, on why people binge watch television. Netflix has done a study to determine at what point people become hooked on programs when casual viewing turns to binge watching. The study suggests, and by the way, this was pulled from Netflix users, that it's never the pilot episode that seals the deal. Not one of the 25 series that were examined hooked its audience in the first showing. Turns out each series has a different number of episodes before viewers get the hook. Netflix could also be proving to network TV that their hastiness to air a pilot and then cancel it is not smart. Officer here, Ted Sarandis, said, quote, "We found that no one has ever been hooked on a pilot. Gives us confidence that giving our members all episodes at once more aligned with how fans are made." I find that fascinating.
Yeah, frankly. And you know what else is interesting? And they did it's not just Netflix original shows. It's a mix of other shows.
Yeah.
I know you said, Doug, that you watched House of Cards. That was the first thing that you saw.
Yep.
Do you remember how many episodes in before you felt hooked?
3 or 4.
Okay, probably. Well, then you're exactly aligned with the data. The third episode, where Frank leaves union negotiations in D.C. to handle district business in South Carolina, is apparently episode number 3, and that is the hook episode.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the episode that gets everybody watching.
Sort of slow, but you're like kind of good, but sort of slow. And yeah, I think that was when I got hooked. Yep.
Yeah.
And Mad Men took 6 episodes to hook people.
That was not something I ever got onto. A lot of people upset on Twitter about the last episode of The Good Wife. I said that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the fans took to Twitter to express their disappointment with the ending of this hugely popular series. wait, was that really how it ended? Was basically the bottom line with most of the stuff that I saw. The creator said when they talked about the end of the series, they talked about the beginning of the series. It was a slap at the beginning and a slap at the end. What I feel was that it was only 8 weeks ago when Juliana Margulies, whatever, said, I don't want to do this anymore. They had to scratch around and do something fast to end it, and it wasn't a good ending. That's the way I look at it, anyway. 50 minutes past the hour.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, 53 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Happy to have Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. We're going to learn some ways to wake up your brain today. Keep your brain young. That's something everybody can buy into, so we'll have that for you in a moment here on Good Day.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer tastes, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network.
and sprint winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit, see web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen MMP data. Restrictions apply.
Amy Newmark is with us here on Good Day. The books that she has written and responsibly edited for a number of years, there are about 125 of these books. And each week we get together to talk about something that comes from one of the books. This week, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Boost Your Brain Power, has ways to wake up your brain and keep it young. This is very important, Amy, I think, in a number of different ways, because those of us, or those of you, those of the society we live in who are worried about a problem with Alzheimer's or dementia, keeping your brain busy is a good way to keep it healthy. And that's more or less, I think, what you're working on here, is it not?
Yeah, so I worked with a Harvard Medical School neurologist named Dr. Marie Pazinski, and here's her key point. You have to keep taking your brain out of its comfort zone. You have to keep trying new things.
So if you have never done crossword puzzles, you do crossword. Never done Sudoku, you do Sudoku. If you've never played outdoor games like even croquet or things like that, anything different, I've read the same thing, is what
yeah,
you want to do.
Even right now, pick up your coffee cup with the other hand. And well, use the other hand all morning drinking your coffee.
Shaving.
Brush your teeth with the wrong hand.
Right. Yeah.
Shop at a different grocery store where you don't know where everything is. My husband and I, as soon as we read this in the book, we started shopping at half a dozen different grocery stores so that we have to find things fresh each time we go.
Mm-hmm. So what does that do? What is going on in the brain? I'm more specifically thinking of shaving because I've been trying that. It is uncomfortable to shave or to brush your teeth, and it's just because your brain isn't wired for that. You have the muscles to do it, but the muscles aren't coordinated to do it. So have you ever thought, or did you talk to anybody about how long it would take to break the mold so that you would feel comfortable if you kept practicing doing it the opposite way?
So when you do these new things, and she says that even includes going and talking to new people, doing a new volunteer activity. She says socialization is very important. Every time you try anything new that's out of your comfort zone, you help your brain to create new neural pathways. Now, she says, for example, on crossword puzzles, they're great until you're accustomed to them.
Right.
And then they're not working for you anymore either. It's just very important to always do new things, things that are a little scary, things that make you uncomfortable, things that you're not good at right away. But once you're really good at them and really comfortable, do something else new.
All right. So how extreme can we carry that? If you like girls and you start liking boys, is that going too far? What is there?
Yeah, you don't have to do that. It's just the key is just to keep trying new things and keep stretching your brain. I mean, you can do something as extreme as learning a new language, but if you don't have time for that, just put your belt on through the loops in the other direction.
Wow. Whoever thought of that? Lady, you hear that? Put your belt on. I never even thought about that. Why wouldn't
anything
you be able
you
to
do,
kind of
mix
bunker?
It up? Yeah, wow. Anything you do backwards will help to take you out of your comfort zone.
All right, so you've just made this, you, with that one statement, changed my life.
You blew his mind.
I'm going to put my belt on the other way. So now
all right,
on.
I'm happy to have helped.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Amy. Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul book. Search Chicken Soup for the Soul whenever you get your podcast or desire. You can find them at DougStefan.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.